What a phenomenal track right here on Smile 90.4 FM, the home of music diversity in Cape Town. We are here today and we are chatting to Tiernus Jansen van Rensburg because, of course, it's Tuesday, which means it's Tech Talk with Tiernus. I wish I had a trumpet player that would help me do that. But yeah, anyways, today we're talking about Made by Google. It's as simple as that. It's their launch of their new, what would you call it? Their new
entire range of products.
Yeah, so let's chat about that. Made by Google.
So last week we had the event and there were a couple of things that we were expecting, but also a couple of things that we weren't expecting. So as you can imagine, everything was very AI heavy, as all of these things are these days. And Google's AI is called Gemini. It's now fully launched into their smartphone range, which was also announced. Pixel 9 Pro and the Pixel 9 Pro XL, they were both launched alongside the Pixel 9, so kind of a cheaper, lesser version. Mm-hmm. But these new flagships, the design has been slightly changed. I think it still stands out. Google's phones have always kind of looked different, and I've quite liked that. But the XL has a 6.8-inch screen. The 9 Pro has a 6.3-inch screen, and the internals are pretty much the same. Google's latest chipset, more RAM, more storage, and everything built around this idea of AI. So Gemini is now very closely baked into everything that the phone can do. So like we saw last year with their Magic Eraser, where you have a photo and you just highlight an object and it'll kind of cut that out of the photo and, you know, blend the background so that it looks like a real photo. They've kind of expanded on all of that. And now you can create new images as well, like add things from one photo into another, and a lot of smart stuff happening there. So these new phones are coming in at the same price as they were last year. So that's good. But then also they launched a bunch of accessories. So the Pixel Watch 3 was launched, very similar to the Pixel Watch 2, still the round pebble-shaped smartwatch. There's a slightly bigger option now as well, 41mm, 45mm option, brighter screen, better battery life, you know, all of the upgrades you'd expect, and obviously with a big focus on the fitness side of things.
Sure.
They also announced the Pixel Buds Pro 2, their earphones, and now it's got improved voice cancellation because it has Google Tensor A1 chip in it now, so it doesn't have an external chip in their headset now, and apparently it's very good. We haven't had the opportunity to test it, but we hope to soon. And then I think for everybody, the most important or biggest announcement was the Pixel 9 Pro Fold.
Oh.
They launched their first foldable last year. It was just called the Pixel Fold, and now it's kind of part of the Pixel 9 family, so now it's the Pixel 9 Pro Fold. So essentially the Fold 2, and it's a massive upgrade over what we saw last year. So Google had this passport-shaped foldable that folds open into a tablet. It was very unique in its shape and size, but it also had some big drawbacks. The camera was way lesser than on the Pixel phones. It had a massive bezel around, much bigger than all of the other competitors. The screen quality wasn't as good as some others out there, and they've kind of rectified all of this with the 9 Pro Fold. They've kind of changed the shape again a little bit so that when it's closed, it feels like a normal phone. And that's the biggest thing that they said was missing in the previous one. Even though it was easier to use because it was quite stout, it was relatively small and it didn't resemble a normal phone. So that's what it does now on the outside. And you open it up, bezels are shrunk, selfie camera in the corner of the display cut out there. It just looks like a much more polished device. Hopefully we get these devices in South Africa relatively sooner, we can start testing them out, because I think Google is pushing the envelope and taking it to Apple and Samsung these days.
Any kind of competition only means hopefully a drop in prices for the consumer, because, you know, you got to appeal to the next person. If Apple is $10, then Google has to be $9.95.
Yeah, we'll see what the prices look like when they're imported, but we expect it to be more or less in the ballpark of, let's say, Galaxy S24 or an iPhone 15 for the Pixel 9s.
If you want to find out more about this, you can check out Bandwidth blog. Tiernus will be there and they will discuss all that we've just spoken about, but more in depth. We're going to head back to the music right after these.